Greetings, readers. This is the March edition of Library News.
Hello, friends. Tyler Sweat here. So our regional Braille Challenge took place Saturday, February 29th at the Iowa Department for the Blind. The Braille Challenge is the only academic competition of its kind in North America for students who are blind or visually impaired. We caught up with a few students and asked them about Braille and what their favorite part of the Braille Challenge was. Hope you enjoy it. Okay, Eva. So why is Braille important to you?
Because if I didn't have Braille, I wouldn't be able to read and write, and that'd be bad.
All right, and what's your favorite part about the Braille Challenge?
I like that everyone can be friends, even if we're competing against each other.
Perfect. All right, good deal. All right. Okay, so I'm here with Taylor. Taylor, what's your favorite part about the Braille Challenge?
I really like the comprehension part of it.
What specifically about comprehension do you like?
I just think it's the easiest for me.
The easiest for you? Awesome. And why do you think Braille's important?
Because otherwise I would not be able to read.
Yeah. Reading's good. That's good. What grade are you in?
Fifth.
Fifth grade. All right. So I got Jordan here. Jordan, what grade are you in?
I'm in second grade.
Second grade. What's your favorite part about the Braille Challenge?
There's lots of people and you can make new friends.
There you go. Okay. And why is Braille important to you?
Because if I didn't have Braille, I wouldn't be able to read or write.
All right. Perfect. Thank you. Nice to meet you too. So Lydia, what grade are you in?
I am in ninth grade.
Ninth grade. And why is Braille important to you?
Because I love to, because it allows me to write stuff.
Write stuff. All right, good deal. And what's your favorite part about the Braille Challenge?
Proofreading and reading comprehension.
All right, good deal. Thank you.
Now for the top 10 fiction books downloaded from Bard last month. Crisscross, DB97531 by James Patterson. In a Virginia prison, Alex Cross and his partner witness the execution of a killer they helped convict. Hours later, they are called to the scene of a copycat crime. A note signed M rests on the corpse and says, "You messed up big time, Dr. Cross." A Minute to Midnight, DB97355, by David Baldacci. FBI agent Atlee Pine and her assistant Carol Blum return to Atlee's Georgia hometown to reopen the long, cold investigation of her twin sister's abduction and probable murder. To complicate things, they arrive as a serial killer begins a reign of terror. Black Friday, DB50311, by James Patterson. When terrorists target Wall Street, federal agent Arch Carroll joins SEC Chief of Enforcement, Caitlin Dillon, to determine who is behind the mayhem. But their investigation endangers the motherless Carroll children. There is violence, strong language, and some explicit descriptions of sex. Paranoid, DB97205, by Lisa Jackson. 20 years ago, high school student Rachel accidentally shot and killed her half-brother Luke during a game with their friends. Now a series of violent incidents occurs within the group, beginning on the anniversary of his death. There is violence, strong language, and some explicit descriptions of sex. The Night Fire, DB97282, by Michael Conley. Harry Bosch and LAPD Detective Renee Ballard come together again on the murder case that obsessed the man who trained Bosch as a rookie. After the mentor's death, his widow gives Bosch a murder book he held on to, The Unsolved Killing of a Troubled Young Man.
Twisted 26, DB97352, by Janet Ivanovich. Grandma Mazur remarries, this time to a local gangster named Jimmy Rizzoli. But he drops dead right after the nuptials. Jimmy's former business partners are convinced that his new widow is keeping the keys to a financial windfall all to herself. They didn't count on her bounty hunter granddaughter. Lethal Agent, DB97517, by Kyle Mills and Vince Flynn. In the midst of the toxic presidential election in America, ISIS initiates a plan to conduct bioterrorism. Rap embarks on a mission to infiltrate the plot. Sequel to Red War, DB-93054. Dead Girl Running, DB-97556, by Christina Dodd. Kellen Adams is running from a year she can't remember and a husband she prays is dead. She takes a job at a remote vacation resort on the Washington coast, where she discovers a woman's mutilated body. She tries to keep her own secrets while investigating a murder. Sins of the Fathers, a J.P. Beaumont novel, DB-97359, by J.A. Jantz. Former Seattle homicide cop J.P. Beaumont is learning to enjoy retirement. But when an old acquaintance shows up on a Beaumont's doorstep with a newborn infant and asks for help locating his missing daughter, Beau finds himself facing an investigation that will turn his life upside down. The Devil's Bed, DB-97530, by William Kent Krueger. When First Lady Kate Dixon's father, a former vice president, is injured in a farming accident, she returns to Minnesota. Assigned to protect her, Secret Service agent Beau Thorson soon falls under Kate's spell and suspects the accident was caused by an escaped mental patient who once loved Kate.
Now it's time to go beyond the book. This installment of Beyond the Book was Outlander by Diana Gabaldon, DB-36535. Outlander is a historical romance set in the 1940s, but also in the 1740s. While vacationing in Scotland in 1946, the main character, Claire Beauchamp Randall, walks through an ancient circle of standing stones and disappears. She finds herself in 1743, where she is eventually forced to marry a young High Scots clansman to avoid a terrible man. This book is the first in a series of 8 books, with the 9th book forthcoming. It has been classified into many different genres over the years: historical fiction, science fiction, fantasy, mystery, and romance, you name it. Outlander is also a very popular TV show. The first 3 seasons are now streaming on Netflix, and episode 1 of the newest season, season 5, just debuted on Stars this past February 16th. This is a book you don't want to miss. The next Beyond the Book selection is Save Me the Plums, a memoir, by Ruth Reichel, DB-94489. In this smart, touching, and dishy memoir, town and country contributor Ruth Reichel recalls her years at the helm of Gourmet magazine with clear eyes, a sense of humor, and some very appealing recipes. Contact the library to receive this book. And remember to email the library at library@blind.state.ia.us or call Leslie at 515-452-1329 with your reviews or thoughts on the book.
Do you ever wonder what the library staff like to read or are reading? Well, here is your chance to find out. The library's new D-list is out, and it is full of books recommended by the staff of the library. If you would like to receive the staff picks D-list, please contact the library and you will receive special cartridges filled out with our favorite books. As most of you know, the U.S. Census 2020 is quickly approaching. By April 1st, 2020, every home should receive an invitation to participate in the census. There are 3 options to respond to the survey: online, by mail, and by phone. If you have any questions or concerns about the census, you can call 1-800-923-8282.
Here are some upcoming events in the library. We will have a Soar Saturday on March 28th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. The library will also be open for all on this same day from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. The Elizabeth Perowski Volunteer Workshop and Luncheon will be held on Wednesday, April 22nd. This event gives the library staff a chance to recognize all the wonderful people who volunteer with the library and all the hard work they have done in the past year. Beginning in June, the library will be open the second Monday of each month until 8 p.m., and the third Saturday of each month from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. look for special programming that may happen during these extra open hours. And remember, please don't hesitate to contact the library with any questions or concerns at 515-281-1323 or by email at library@blind.state.ia.us. The library is open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Happy reading!